This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, September 20, 2016. Sunrise at 6:28 a.m., sunset at 6:42 p.m. Ray Lamont writes in the Gloucester Times, a Wakefield attorney who has worked on a contracted basis with the city of Gloucester in the past is now formally heading up an investigation into still undefined personal issues that led to last week's placement of Gloucester Police Chief Leonard Campanello on paid administrative leave. Mayor Safathia Romeo-Taken indicated Monday that the city is seeking a third investigative team to carry out a further probe or audit of the full police department. The second investigation concerns Detective Sergeant Sean Connors, who was also on forced paid leave. The mayor is quoted as saying the announcement of a firm contracted to perform the audit of the entire Gloucester Police Department is expected to be finalized in the coming weeks. The mayor's office would not respond to a request from Ray Lamont for comment on any estimated cost of the investigations or audit. In a related story, Ray Lamont also writes in the Gloucester Times that two senior Gloucester police officers are adamant in saying that rumblings of misconduct on the part of a detective on leave are ridiculous. Lieutenant Michael Williams, who heads the Superior Officers Union within the Gloucester Police Department, said Monday he hopes to see an investigation into any alleged wrongdoing on the part of Detective Sergeant Connors to be completed by the end of the week. Connors was placed on administrative leave on September 8. Williams is quoted as saying, "We do expect Detective Sergeant Connors to be cleared of any wrongdoing." Within the police department, Detective Lieutenant Joseph A. Fitzgerald serves as Connors' immediate supervisor in the detective division. Fitzgerald indicated Monday that he views the rumors as ridiculous, but on the advice of Williams and the union, he would not further comment on Connors' leave or other issues. The town of Swampscott recalls a hero 10 years later, Bill Newell reports.
Monday marked a decade since Jared Raymond was killed in Iraq. On September 19, 2006, Raymond, an Army specialist, became Swampscott's first casualty of the Iraq War when his tank hit an explosive device. He was 20 years old. In a story in today's edition of the Daily Item, Gayla Colley continues to write, "Shortly after, in February 2007, Jennifer Harris, a U.S. Marine captain, was the second resident to die in Iraq, after her helicopter was struck by an anti-aircraft missile en route to collect supplies. She was 28. The 10-year anniversary of Raymond's death passed quietly on Monday, as his family requested their privacy. His mother, Jacqueline, and grandmother, Agnes, did not wish to talk to the item, according to Jim Schultz, a Swampscott Police Department detective and veterans agent. Schultz said that he spoke with the Raymond family and was told that they wished to have a quiet day, and in turn, no town events were planned. Jacqueline Raymond previously told the item that her son made the decision to join the service immediately following 9/11. Enlisting after he graduated from high school, he joined the Army in 2004, less than a month after his graduation from Swampscott High. When Jared died, Schultz said that he was informed and went to the family's house. He said that he remembered being a little concerned as he didn't know what to expect, but he said that the family welcomed him with open arms and he's fortunate to have them in his life. There's more on this story on the front page of today's Daily Item of Lynn. I'm Bill Newell for MSONewsSports.com.
All right, Bill, thank you. Dustin Luca writes in the Salem News that both sides of the charter school debate showed up in full force to address the Salem School Committee on Monday night. Discussion on a pair of competing resolutions went on for 2 hours before the committee could even begin its regular session Monday, when a packed chamber room full of parents and teachers tackled the issue at passionate length, according to Luca. Weeks prior, committee Vice President Brendan Walsh filed a resolution giving the committee an opportunity to formally oppose a statewide ballot question to raise the cap on new charter schools. The vote would allow 12 new charters in Massachusetts per year if it succeeds. Days ahead of the meeting, Mayor Kim Driscoll, who chairs the board, filed a second, more collaborative resolution that addressed funding struggles tied to charter schools instead of the schools themselves. To open the meeting, the public was given a chance to speak, and dozens lined up to speak on the competing resolutions. Julie Manganis writes in the Salem News that the former police officer and longtime president and treasurer of Beverly's Franco-American Club loudly pleaded not guilty to criminal larceny and fraud charges during his arraignment Monday in Salem Superior Court. Outside court, William Bill Gates told a reporter, "I am innocent of everything." Gates, who was accompanied by his son, to court, remains free on personal recognizance in the case. Prosecutors did not request bail for the former officer. Gates was indicted late last month on 14 counts, charging him with felony larceny, larceny by false pretense, and fraudulent use of corporate credit. Prosecutors alleged he secretly took out a series of mortgages against the club's Park Street property without the authorization of the club's board. The mortgages were discovered when one lender, Middlesex Loans LLC, placed a legal advertisement in the Salem News last January announcing a foreclosure auction of the club. This is North Shore Today on MSONewsSports.com.